Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala, November 2nd, a culinary celebration featuring Iron Chef Michael Simon, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Hey, Nance, you send me this picture of what looks like an antique cider press. Is that yours? Are you making cider?
I did make cider, son. I wish that press were mine, but I borrowed it from my friend Ken Batali, who's a neighbor. Now, I have to tell you, of course, he has everything. He's the guy who had the pork roasting implementation that we needed. But he had this, too. But guess where he got it? From your old friend, Trevis Gleason. Trevis moved to Ireland, and he had found this on the roadside somewhere. Some old farmer or something built it.
Boy, that's really wild. You know, I met Ken at Trevis's going away party before he left for Ireland. Small world, small world. So
it is just the craziest jury-rigged apple press you ever want to see. And Mac and I always wanted to make cider because we have a backyard's worth of apple trees that a lot of the apples just go to rot, and it's a sad thing.
So you're making cider, and you know how to do that, huh? Is it just apple juice?
Well, yeah, it is just apples. It's fresh pressed apple juice. So we use the old press, and I have to tell you, it's pretty dirty business. It was a mess. And in the end, I'm trying to think, what did you get? Half-gallon containers of it. And I kept some aside to make apple cider vinegar because, you know, I love to make vinegar. I thought that would be great to make it with my own apples. But I did pasteurize the rest of the apple cider, which we loved to drink. It was delicious.
So it sounds like you got a lot of apples in your backyard, Nancy.
I did have a lot of apples, and we, you know, the cider's already gone, but we did have one tree, our Donegold, that bears late. So we're pulling apples off of that right now. It makes incredible pies. But just to make my life even more exciting when it comes to apples, my friend Clint knows a guy. And this guy
knows a guy
who's works with a custom fruit tree grafting, and he grows some amazing, amazing varieties of apples out at the Mount Vernon Apple Extension. So Clint has dropped by several times with the most delicious apples I've ever had. These are really good Northern Spies, and one called a Carmen, and they have the original crossbreed for a Honeycrisp. It used to be you went into the supermarket and there was what, like some Red Delicious and Granny Smith's, right?
I guess so. I don't pay any attention to fruit, so.
But I love to hang out in the produce department. So if you go to any one of our really decent supermarkets, and we have many, let me give you a list of what I saw just this morning when I stopped by for that occasion. Cameos, Honeycrisp, Gala, Fuji, Granny Smith's, Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, Local Gravenstein's, Orin's, Ambrosia, Swiss Gourmet, and something called a Mutsu.
You could make a song out of all those names, like I've been everywhere, you know. Somebody wants to do that, please record it and send it in to us, and we'll be glad to play it right on the air here at KPLU. Well, Nance, I'm going to put that picture of that apple cider press that you sent me. It looks so cool and rustic, even though it's full of apples and apple juice, right up there on the Food for Thought website at kplu.org. And
Stein, just remember, don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Well, I did have a date with Sir Isaac Newton, but he died. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Big Crunch Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.